This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. One controversial subject Congress didn't expect to have on its agenda this session was guns. That changed after the mass murder in Newtown. One starting point for any debate over restricting guns is the huge number of them already in American homes, about 300 million. David Gura reports on one reason the number of guns is going up, even as the number of people who own them is going down.
At one level, companies that make guns are like the companies that make other durable goods. Garen Wintemute heads the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis.
They have a responsibility to their shareholders and to their owners to maximize profit, and they can't do that unless they maximize sales.
Wintemute has studied the firearms industry for most of his career, and he says gun companies have to deal with something that car makers or appliance companies don't have to deal with.
The challenge that the durability of firearms poses to the manufacturer is it makes it harder for them to maintain their sales.
They need to get customers to buy firearms. Robert Spitzer is a political science professor at SUNY Cortland, and he says most firearms have a long shelf life.
You can buy a gun, put it in your dresser drawer or stick it in a closet, and it can sit there for decades and be perfectly functional when you pull it out many, many years later.
And that, it seems, is what a lot of gun owners do. Larry Hyatt owns the Hyatt Gun Shop in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's one of the largest gun specialty stores in the U.S.
They buy multiple guns. They may have 15 or 20 guns. They may only shoot one or two of them. The rest of them, they just got put away.
It's very important to the gun industry to cultivate collectors, enthusiasts who will buy multiple firearms.
The fact that people buy more than one gun is what keeps this business going.
Hyatt says different customers like different things. Some want ornate rifles, others want cowboy guns.
People that are coming out of the military service today, they like assault-type guns because that's what they were trained with in the service. That's what they like.
Hyatt says a lot of factors drive gun sales: history, movies, TV, and manufacturers target consumers.
25 years ago, if you had told me that they would have pink guns on the market and people would buy them, I would have lost that bet.
Hyatt says manufacturers do a good job coming up with new products, with new features, in new colors. And that's one reason, UC Davis's Garen Wintemute says, there are so many guns in the U.S.
We have less than 5% of the world's population, but we control more than 40% of the firearms that are in civilian hands.
It's impossible to know exactly how many guns there are. We don't have a federal registry. Peter Cook, a public policy professor at Duke, says researchers rely on surveys, some information from manufacturers, and some from the FBI.
In just 6 years, we've seen a doubling of the total number of background checks.
In 2012, federally licensed dealers conducted 19 million background checks. Keep in mind, there's no direct link between the number of background checks and the number of guns sold. Some checks result in denial. Some people buy several guns. But Robert Spitzer of SUNY Cortland says this is what's surprising.
The percentage of Americans who own guns, one or more guns, has been declining for about the last 50 years or so.
And today, the number of households with guns is 1 in 3, down from 1 in 2 in the 1960s. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.